Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me." The Gospel of the Lord. Have a seat.
Because was signed in on the forehead to mark him as one of his. When he first came to church, he was brought in by somebody else. And so today, he is carried in by somebody else. That's because the faith that we have is never ours alone. It's common, it's shared, and it's important because there are times in the life of faith, especially such a long life of faith, that we need to lean on somebody else. So that the faith is never mine. It's always ours. That's why you're here. Even if you're not totally bought into all this stuff, that's why you're here. Because the way that we're on is not mine or yours. It's ours. When he was brought in this morning, we covered it again with the water, because it was that water that marked him all those decades ago that still makes up his most basic identity. Who was Bob Barr? Bob was one of Jesus. Not in a flashy way, not in a way that outsiders always notice, but anybody who knew deep knew why he made the decisions he did, even the ones that didn't always make sense at the time, even the ones that sometimes drove you crazy. Because he was his. And we covered him again with a white cloth, just as he was clothed in light, gave him baptism. We've parted right next to the candle, the same candle from which his own candle was lit. We've laid him in front of the altar, and the clothing which he wears today deliberately looks like mine. Because today, everything that Bob is, was, and will be, everything he did, the whole course of such a long life, it's all caught up here. It's the reason Jesus is the way. Because if we live like Jesus, if we live the life of Christ now, not just like being nice to each other, but really and self-consciously giving ourselves for the sake of those around us, if we make of the little sufferings and privations that we endure day to day in life, especially in married life and family life, if we make of those an offering, if the Mass that he attended every Sunday all those years began to make sense, it was because he was able to make an offering of himself. And so today, the church gathers back at the altar and vests him as a priest because his whole life was one really long Mass, one terrific sacrifice offered up for you. The salvation of the world. That's what it means to belong to Jesus. That's why you can promise a dwelling place hereafter. That's why we bother to pay attention to the bodies of those who are gone. Because they're still holy and they still carry in them the mark of what touched them in life. It's why the exchange which is effective today, bread and wine transformed into something more, is able to change us, rather conspicuously, so our lives. And it's why finding a place to lay is so important, so that we have a place we can go, so that we can connect, even still. My mom's been gone 4 years now. And when my folks were still alive, when Dad would get home from work at night, she'd have a cold beer open on the kitchen table for him. And they'd share it together, just the one beer, usually. It was a 2-beer night, they'd travel. Just the one beer. And they'd say the grocery together before they ended. And my dad still goes to the cemetery at night, pours out half a beer and says, though you're not allowed to say I told that story. Those are sacraments. Those are the